What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, man? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there being so thrilled and so wise, right? And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thrilled and so wise, baby? Come on, man, listen, you already know, but you can say it with me. Because God made you that way, man. Look, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, he's rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Yes, God is just so thorough and so wise. Now look, what's the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? What is it? Y'all already know this one too. Because y'all are out there listening to me, man. And this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. And that is a third thing that I must tell you. Yes, I gotta give a shout out to my haters, man. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? You can say this one with me on three. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. And if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience, you're like, wait a minute, hold on, who this lady J and why she trying to give a shout out to haters? What's all this about? Well, look, let me break it down to you like this, right? Hate is acknowledgement backwards, okay? People don't really hate you. They acknowledge you with the hate. Let me see if I can break this down right. Say, when you out there shining bright, 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 bright like a diamond, doing what it is that you're supposed to do, baby, okay? That's what God does. God, like, you know, Psalms 23, okay, in the Bible, he said, I gotta prepare a table for you when you out there doing what it is that you're supposed to do. He said, I'm gonna prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. So God is just like this awesome person, right? He's just so thoroughly, he's just so wise. Just think of God like that, right? So he comes for you, okay? And he puts this table out. He prepares it for you because you're thoroughly wise, okay? In the presence of your enemy. Then he anoints your head with oil and everything, child, and your cup start running over and everything, like blessed at the blessed at the blessed. You know, he start preparing a table for you, right? I'm gonna make them your footstools, all this stuff, right? So as he's doing all this, it's like they like this, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on, right? Because it's out there in pieces for them, they can see it. So they start coming over and stuff like, wait a minute, is that my girl over there shining on, is that my boy over there shining on? Because the light is just shining so bright like a diamond, it's so radiant. You understand what I'm saying? Like the dark, okay? They in the dark, right? So the light disturbs the darkness. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? So look, when they come on over, right? And they're paying attention to the table that he prepares, they wind up getting blessed by the message. Whatever message he's using, it's like the bait. You know, it's like the bait, baiting them in. You know, they like, wait a minute, what's going on? Like, they nosy and stuff. Like, wait a minute, hold on. So, like, with me, right, I'm coming out of this whole health thing. Well, actually, I'm out of this health thing, right? I had some issues going on that started in November, and God didn't heal me. So, people are like, they looking at stuff like, wait a minute, what's going on now? You know, they listen to the podcast and everything. They wonder what's going on. Like, what happened now? You understand what I'm saying? And they getting blessed by the message. So, when all of this happens, you're supposed to say, hi, haters. Cause y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. They're God's people as well. You know, many are called, few are chosen. And if he's using all this to bait them out, you know, look, they might be chosen. They might just need this work too. So you always got to say hi. Never hate on them, okay? And if you're experiencing some type of hate in your life like that, let me tell you what to do. Go over to my Just a Touch of J app. Right? And check me out, blackvibes.com, okay? My blogs and all of that type of stuff. I got this recipe for this drink. It's called the Haters Passion Drink. I made it for the haters because haters hate with a passion. Oh my gosh. They just don't know how to do what it is they do. You know, haters acknowledgement backwards. So I made this drink for them, right? So if you got haters, what you need to do is fix that drink for them, okay? And then you drink yourself some too. Y'all gonna feel good, all right? Now, look, this just a touch of that, baby. I was just trying to put that out there in pieces for you. Now, look. Have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby? Yes, mama dropping a dime on you. Yes. Mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes. Okay. Now, look. I just been putting some things out there in pieces, okay? Inspirational posts, all right? Little food, you know, before and after and before pictures of me, you know, the healing process, videos of my daughters, stuff with my son. I'm just putting it all out there in pieces for you. Oh, my name is RONI76 on Instagram and Just a Touch of J Facebook page, okay? Check it out. Google Just a Touch of J. It's everywhere. Those are the pieces, all right? Now, look, we're going to scan on over to the left, to the left, to the left. Oh my gosh, I got a story to tell like Biggie. Biggie Smalls the rapper. But before I do, let's talk about Making Love B's Kitchen. Now look, y'all, have I been making love B's Kitchen? I told y'all last time, yes. Oh my God. Chad is just a touch of J. Y'all know this one about to be so thorough and so wise. Somebody that interrupted me already. Look, messed up the recording and everything. But look, this is just a touch of J. I'm back. So look, have I been making love in B's Kitchen? Yes. Okay. Oh my gosh. I've been making love in B's Kitchen. Not really B's Kitchen, but the hotel kitchen. Because y'all know I'm living in a hotel. Okay. Now look. Let me tell you how much I've been making love in B's Kitchen, baby. As soon as I start talking about, I start rubbing on myself. Everything, oh my God, I love cooking. I love food, right? So look, I'm eating whole zucchinis, y'all. So y'all know I like zucchini. Oh my gosh, y'all know I love zucchini. So I couldn't eat zucchini, right? So now I can eat like a whole zucchini, like a whole like 8 ounces. Not 8 ounces. I get my mind about it. Got it, baby. Just touch it, Jay. I mean, 8 inches. That's so big too, but I can eat a whole one. Any of y'all out there like zucchini like I do? Oh my God, yes, I love zucchini. So I've been cooking and I've been making the stuff with zucchini. And then like today, I tried cabbage. Oh my God, I love cabbage, right? Yes, I've been making Love Beast Kitchen, making cabbage too. Oh my gosh, now I can eat broccoli and I can eat cauliflower, y'all. Oh my gosh, I've been making Love Beast Kitchen, y'all. I'm eating radishes. What else? Let me go over to the fridge so I can tell y'all what else I've been over here eating. Purple sweet potatoes. I'm going to try lamb. What else I got up in here? Bok choy. I had some dates. I've been eating cocoa butter. That tastes good. Pomegranates. What else I've been eating? I got a dry onion. I got that coming. What else? Did I say lamb? I think I said lamb already. Pears. Nectarines. Oh my gosh. Doing stuff with nectarines. Yes. Just like all type of stuff. Like I just been making Love V's Kitchen, baby. Steak. Everything. And I've been making it do what it is that it do. So I got some stuff coming to y'all. But I'm going to skate on over here to Just a Touch of J Fitness. Because I got to tell y'all something. Yes. Because I've been making Love V's Kitchen. Guess how much I weigh, y'all. Oh, my God. Almost weigh like 145. Oh, my gosh. Yo, how I gain? 20 pounds. Since May the 9th, Mother's Day. And this is Just a Touch of J, baby. I'm just putting out there pieces for you. Okay? Today is the 21st. You do the math. Okay, so you know, Mama been looking real good doing what it is that she do. So I'm looking at myself right now. I said, I said, why you all thick like that? Oh my God, you want to know why? Because it's Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness. Yeah, I'm doing my whole fitness program called the 400. Look, let me tell y'all real quick. Now, this ain't even part of the story, but I got to tell y'all. God is so thorough and so wise. So God tells me, you know, look, you keep telling everybody you working out. You know you will be working out like that. Come on, get to it. So I tell my daughters, I'm like, yo, I need y'all to help me. You know, I have to work out, you know, and I'm struggling with it. Because like for months, my body was in this fight flight thing, like it was fighting against itself, because you know my system was shutting down because of the mold toxicity. Okay, so I never knew I was living in it for years. It messed up my thinking, messed me all up. Okay, just everything, kidney function, everything was jigged up. Okay, so God says, you know, you gotta start working out again. So I'm like, all right. So my daughter goes, okay, mommy, we'll help you. Okay, so I tell my daughter I need help. She said, I'm gonna help you one day, my other daughter gonna help you the other day, and I'm gonna do one day myself, just 3 days a week. Okay, any of y'all out there gonna do that? Like, you literally was like, you know, you gonna come up with like a little fitness plan or whatever, like God gave you a little plan and you like, you know, you wrote it down and you start working on it. Well, that's what I did. Had no idea. This is what God told me to do. Write down these exercises, 4 upper body exercises, 5 lower body exercises. So 4 at the top, 5 at the bottom. Okay, I said, I could do that. That's nothing. Give me 3 sets, okay, about 10 to 12 reps a piece. I said, you know, okay, I could do that. God, that's nothing. You know, I was doing 100 push-ups a day. That's nothing. This is Just a Touch of Jay, baby. You know, come on now. I could do that. So as I'm doing it, I'm like, okay. And then he says, the next week, I want you to write the plan out for 4 weeks. He said, the next week, what I want you to do is, I want you to go ahead and go up 1 exercise, add an exercise, and then go up 10 more, 10 to 12 rep more on each one. I said, okay, that ain't nothing. I could do that. Chill. I went ahead and added it up. I said, God ain't dope. He is off the hook. Do you know? Hold on. Let me get to the thing here so I can make sure I tell you right, because I will tell you wrong, baby. This is Just a Touch of Jay. I want to give you the right pieces. Do you know that after I went ahead and wrote it all out and added it up, let me tell you what this exercise program is really about. A bunch of craziness, baby. Literally, this is week 2. Did 200 arm movements and 240 leg movements. Baby, this is Just a Touch of Jay. What is God out here doing? Okay, I couldn't walk and I couldn't see in January. So look. Just a Touch of Jay Fitness is popping, because now I'm doing the 400, my fitness program that I created for y'all to lose weight and to gain muscle. Now I'm doing it to gain weight and to gain muscle. Baby, I'm putting it out there in pieces for you. Just a Touch of Jay's Fitness has been popping. Popping like popcorn, baby. Oh my gosh, y'all out here loving the clothing and all of that type of stuff, the waist shapers and the bands. We got all this extra stuff coming out. Check it out in my link tree in my bio and at thisisjustatouchofjay.com. Okay, now look, y'all want to know what else y'all got popping like popcorn, baby? My app. Y'all got my app popping like popcorn, baby. App going through some stuff right now. So just, you know, be easy with it. But you still got it popping like popcorn, and you got my podcast. Oh my God. Y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn. Poppity pop, 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 and a popper. And popping, popping, and popping, and popping. Like popcorn, baby. Every time I turn around, y'all got them numbers popping up. Them listens, them likes, them views. I'm like this, like dag on. Even got a offer yesterday to be on a TV show program because y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn. So keep on doing what you're doing, baby, because this is Just a Touch of Jay. I love it. I love those pieces. Yeah, y'all got me putting out there pieces for y'all. And I love it. And y'all love it too. All right, so keep on doing it. Shout out to everybody who's listening. Oh my gosh. Y'all are really doing y'all thing out in Lagos, Nigeria. Okay. Y'all doing y'all thing out in Africa, period. Y'all really like love Just a Touch of Jay. And Just a Touch of Jay loves y'all out in Madagascar. Oh my God, Dominican Republic. Like y'all just out there. Y'all like Just a Touch of Jay. I'm like, yeah. Especially out there in Japan. Y'all like me too. In China. Yeah. And in the States, you know, it's everywhere. Okay. Just a Touch of Jay podcast is being played in over 150 countries worldwide. It's getting translated in different languages. And I love my babies. Thank you so much. Okay. That was Just a Touch of Jay. Now look, We got to talk about Just Touch J Cannabis line. I can't forget about that. Y'all already know. I have my own rolling papers. Check them out. If that's your thing, that's what you do. I put it out there in pieces for you. I'm a grower. Came up with 4 strains of marijuana, medical purposes. Y'all gonna get ready to do what shit is y'all do when y'all want those pieces, okay? And the last thing, check me out at Beatbreak Radio. Weekdays, got the Just a Touch of J show. You know, late nights, also 411 Wire. All right, now this is Just a Touch of J. I just had to put all that out there in pieces for you, okay? So when I show y'all these pictures of this body, okay, I just want you to know, I'm looking at it right now. Trust me, I swear, these hips and everything that came back, my arms, everything, okay? But that's just pieces for you. So like, let me skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can do what it is that I do, because y'all, I gotta talk to y'all about friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Ones we can depend on. Let's be friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Before we go any further, let's be friends. Y'all got friends out there? I got a story to tell like Biggie. All right, Biggie Smalls the rapper. So look, how do I even start this one off? I guess with the truth. So this morning, let's say I got to start from last night. Last night when I went to bed, okay, I was short on my room payment. Yeah, I told y'all I was going through some financial difficulties. They held my money up. My money been held up since April, beginning of April. So every day, like literally, guys been making a way for me to pay for my hotel room, okay? This is just such a day. I've been telling y'all this, right? So last night when I went to bed, I was like, daggone, I'm short. What I'm going to do, right? Any of y'all out there going through that? Like you short on stuff and you just like, dang, what I'm going to do? But I remember, can't worry. Why? Okay, because God is under control. God got everything under control, right? He's under the control of everything, all right? But still, you know, we in our flesh, we out here like, look, well, where the pieces coming from, God? Like, look, you know, I got to go ahead and pay this bill, you know? And then y'all out there going to do that. You like, look, I need a light bill paid, you know, something to happen. And you like, I got to pay electric, you know, something like that, or car payment, anything. I don't know what you got going on, baby. This is just a touch, Jay. But you know, you got bills, you got finances. Things ain't adding up. You a little short. Well, that's how I was feeling, right? So I was watching this guy, okay? And he was on TikTok, okay? And shout out to TikTok. And he was talking about, like, his testimony. And he basically was saying that he was homeless at one time in his life, 6 years ago. And he was out on the road, and he had his wife with him. And the wife was pregnant, and they had 2 other kids. And what happened is they ran out of gas at this gas station. He had no more money. And then one of his friends from like years ago just all of a sudden hit him up in the morning time when he woke up. He was basically, he prayed before he went to bed, and he was like, you know what, God, you got this. He said when he woke up in the morning time, the guy called him and was like, listen, I don't know what it is, but you know, God put you on my heart. I heard that you're traveling across the country. They were going to California to move. He said, I heard you're traveling. So, you know, God laid it on my heart to help you out. Do you need help with anything? So he said, you know what, I sure do. Okay, so. You know, God sent him like $250, okay? So he said he drove, and the $250 got him wherever he wanted him to go. You know, God got him there. So, but he still didn't have enough to get to his final destination. He didn't have enough. He just had just enough to get to the next point. Any of y'all out there going through that? That was like me. I had yesterday just enough to get to the next point, which was yesterday. But when it came to the day, I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do. Right? So he said he drove, right? He got to the next point, the next destination. And what happened is when he got there, you know, he had no gas again. So he said he just went to sleep. He prayed, you know, God, look, you know where I'm at. You already know what's going on. And then somebody else hit him up. This lady was like, oh my gosh, you know, you've been at the church before, and like, you were so amazing, and I'm so glad I found your number. God's been telling me to help you out. Like 3 days ago, I should have been did this, but right now it's on me. I need to help you. Is there anything you need help with? He was like, yeah. So she gave him like $300-something, and that got him to his final destination. Child, this is just such a day, baby. I'm trying to jump a dime on y'all. This right here, this gonna blow somebody away. All right, this is a prophetic word. This is a good one. All right, I'm bringing it to you. All right, so look, so I'm sitting up there and I'm saying to myself, I said, so said what? I said, I think God's trying to talk to me about something. So y'all know yesterday was Popping Podcast Thursdays, but I couldn't give y'all the message because I kept feeling like God was giving me something else. I said, I think I'm going to have a testimony or something that's going to go with this. I knew it was about relationships, but I just didn't know what. So after watching him, I said, wow, I wonder if I'm going to have a testimony like this, right? So there was the test this morning, because you know, out of a test is the testimony. So look, let me fast forward to this morning. So about 3 something in the morning, I get up, I go to the bathroom. God lays it on my heart. I want you to ask such and such for a couple dollars. So I'm like, here he go again, right? And y'all out there going through that, like God can tell you to reach out to people. And you like, you tired. You like, God, I'm tired of asking people. And God like, do what I said, you know? And you like, all right, God, you know, so I get up, you know, it's like 3 something in the morning, but she live in Texas, so it's, you know, different time. So I hit her up. I'm like, you know what, sis, look, I know it's late, you know, look, you know, God told me, you know, to talk to you about what my financial situation. I don't have enough to pay for my room. And I'm like, you think you can help me out, right? So she didn't respond, right? So I'm like, okay, I went to bed, you know. I woke up the next morning. God said, hit her up again, hit her up on IG. So I hit up on IG. She didn't respond. God said, call her at 9 o'clock. Now in this time frame, I'm reading my Bible and I'm doing my daily bread and everything that I do. You know, I study God's word in the morning. I pray. I do all this, right? Take my medicine, you know, my supplements, all that, vitamins, everything. Okay. So my one girlfriend, she hits me up. Shout out to you, girl. I love you. She knows who she is. So she hits me up and she just talks to me. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Just thank you so much. You know, I feel so filled today. You know, God done bless me, you know, and all of this. And she hits me up and she goes, how you doing? And I wanted to tell her I wasn't doing too good because I didn't know what was going on with my room payment. And God said, tell the truth. I heard the Holy Spirit tell me, y'all. Any of y'all out there going through something like that where God tell you to do something, but you really don't want to do it? Okay, so here it is again. I didn't want to do it again. And I'm always telling y'all, just do what God tell you to do. Okay. But I was struggling with it, you know, because I'm just like, I'm tired. Like, look, I used to be making thousands, okay, a day. And then now, like, I don't have nothing, like, you know. So I'm like, all right, you know. So God's like, tell her. And I'm like, this, man, look, I don't know if I want to go ahead and do all that. And, you know, so this is what I did when she was like, how you doing? How are you? I was like this. I was like, instead of telling her, I'm a little jacked up. I was like, you know, trusting God with my finances. Okay. And you know, I kind of did a little white lie. I didn't really, you know, break it down to her and tell her. Right. So she said, okay, you know, because God already provided. And I'm like, yeah, he sure did. But really, I wanted to be like, sis, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I'm short, you know, but I ain't want to bring that to her. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you why. But look, just follow me. Right. So I starts cooking my food. I cook my food. My other girlfriend called me back. She like, you know what? Yes, sis, you know, I got you. No problem. Because God told me to call her at 9. You know, she wound up getting back with me. And she's like, you know, I got you. Don't worry about it. Yeah. You know, I pay for it with my credit card. You know, so I called down there. I'm like, you know, can she pay for it with her credit card? They like, no, we need the card to swipe. But she's going to pay just some days for me. You know, and they like, we need the card to swipe. I'm like, dang. So I hit her up. I'm like, yeah, they need the card to swipe. She's like, okay, let me see what I can do. And I'm like, all right. So in the meantime, between time, I'm cooking, and as I'm cooking my breakfast, you know, I'm doing turkey thighs and all that, you know, just chefing it up, doing what it is I do, making love of these kitchen, feeling so good about myself, but still like worried. So the Holy Spirit starts speaking to me. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like when you don't do what God tell you to do, and then the Holy Spirit starts speaking to you, like start speaking to your spirit, start laying things on your heart, and you like, dang, you know, you start feeling like convicted. So God started talking to me. Holy Spirit was like, why you ain't tell her the truth? So, you know, you can't lie when the Holy Spirit starts talking to you. You got to tell the truth back to the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit already know. You know, God already know. So I'm like, because I was embarrassed and I felt ashamed. And I was like, because I guess I felt a little less than because I'm tired of asking. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, literally, like, you know, like, the person probably could have helped you, but you was just, like, feeling ashamed. Like, nah, man, I ain't doing that no more. I'm tired of asking. So that's how I was feeling. So I'm talking to the Holy Spirit, right? So God's like this. God's like, I told you to tell her the truth. Now, we know the truth shall set you free, right? So I got convicted. I went right on over to her. And this is what I said to her. I can't lie to y'all. I got to go. Let me go to the text message. I can make sure I tell y'all the truth. And make sure I tell y'all the truth because I got a story to tell like Biggie. I can't be out here lying to y'all because somebody needs this. Some of y'all need this work too, okay? Y'all out here going through the same thing I'm going through. So this is what I said. I said, sis, I'm short on my room today, right? That's what I told her. I said, I got to pay it by a certain time. Can you help me pay it? Can you help me with this? She said, heck yeah, hold on tight. Like, what you need, right? So I tell her what I need, and I only told her what I needed for the day. That was it. I was like, I just need this. You know, that's all. So she goes, this your Cash App, this your thing right here still? Like, you know, can I send it like this? I said, yeah, you know. So I'm like, you know, thank you, right? And I said, God told me to tell you this because God said, I want you to tell her the truth. Now I'm like this, right? Now I'm like, first of all, you wanted me to tell the truth the first time, and I didn't tell her the truth. I kind of fabricated it. And then you put the Holy Spirit on me, okay, to make me feel some type of way, you know, convicted. And now you want me to tell her why I didn't tell her the truth in the beginning? Child, this just touched you. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, God, like, now tell the truth. And you don't really want to? Well, look, I'm going through it with you. So I said, you know what? I said, sis, God told me to tell you this morning. When you asked how I was, I said, but I didn't tell you. I said, I was ashamed. But I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me, and he said to tell you and to not be afraid or ashamed. I said, sis, thank you. I said, this is so different from me. I said, I never had to ask, never. I always made my own. Now I can't travel for work. Now I just got to sit in this hotel. I'm trying to get healed. I'm trying to be better. And I was like, but God is showing me that I have to rely on others. So I was like, it's just so different for me, you know? I said, but I'm doing it. So she hits me up. You never have to be ashamed with anything with me. You know, let's call it a consultation because I've been, you know, helping her out with like therapy through the week, you know, with her little situation she's been going through. She's been talking to me about it and we've been praying together and things like that. So she said, don't worry about it. So I'm like, all right, never even thinking nothing. Right. So I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and get in the shower. You know, I put my food out so my food can cool off. I get in the shower. I'm in the shower and I'm up there and I'm like, okay, God. You know, what do you want me to do? I'm like, yo, I said, you real thorough and you wise. I said, you gave me the money. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, basically, God gives you what you need through somebody else, but you had to go ahead and ask. Right? So I'm in the shower, I'm thanking God. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, I think this is a testimony I got to talk about my podcast. Talk to him about on my podcast. I said, I think it got something to do with this. And God was like, yeah. Because, see, you know what my friend said? This is what my friend said. I left something out, y'all. Let me go back. This is what my friend said. She said, I know, sis. She said, I've been there. She said, I know God is going to restore you so much, right? He said, you see how much you made in a week, you're going to make that in a day. And she said, he told me to tell you, right? This. She said, he told me to tell you so I can provide it. Told you to tell me so I could provide it. I'm all over the place, y'all. I'm sorry. This is just such a day. Okay. So basically what she said is that God told you to tell me so that I could provide it. And she said, and I did. So once again, God is the source. I totally understand. God is the one that's providing. So I'm in the shower and I'm like, you know what, God? You're the one that's really providing. Like, you really did this. You were right. You told me to tell her so that she could provide. I said, wow. So when God is telling y'all to tell people and to ask people, it's so that they can provide. But it's really him that's the provider. This is just such a baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay. So friends, right? How many of us have them? Friends, right? The ones we can depend on, let's be friends. Like that Cuomo D song, friends. All right, now look, this is how I'm going to put it out there in peace for you and wrap it up. So I'm in the shower and I'm like, God, I think this has something to do with my podcast. God's like, yes. Because see, what happened is before I used to always give to everybody else when I had it. I was sold to people. They asked me, you know, you can send me, you know, $300-something, boom, no problem. I pray about it. God said, give it to them. I know I ain't really have it like that. If I did have it like that, you know, they didn't know. You know what I mean? I'm just giving it to them. Whatever it was, I always gave. They need a ride. They need clothes. They need food. They need a place to stay. It was always me giving. And God is like, you always used to give to people that never gave back to you. Any of y'all out there going through that? So I'm like, okay, I got to talk to them about this little thing right here that's going on the podcast. And then God said, now what I'm doing is I'm showing you how you had too many squares inside your circle. I said, oh my gosh. So I'm like, I'm in the shower like this. You showing me about the squares in the circle. God like, yeah, that's what I want you to talk to him about. That's what I want the podcast to be about. I want the podcast to be about the friends. Right? How many of us have them? How many? Because a lot of times we don't got nothing but squares all up in the circle. But it don't work. Let me tell you why it don't work. Let me get to my notes, right? Let me tell you why it don't work, okay? It doesn't work when you have too many squares in your circle, right? Because squares are like equal on all four sides. A circle has a circumference and it's round. The circle keeps going, right? It doesn't stop. Think about a wedding ring. It's supposed to be eternal. It's supposed to be forever, right? It doesn't stop. It keeps going. For better, for worse, for richer, for poor, for sickness and health. No matter what, it just keeps on going. It's the love. It just keeps going and going and going and going and going. But see, the square got all these points, right? All these equal sides. You understand what I'm saying? Square roots. If you're trying to find a square root, when you're trying to find a square root, you just multiply everything by itself and it will give you the roots of it, because it's a self-seeking thing. It's a square. That's why squares don't fit into circles. So I said, oh, okay. So, you know, I had made a post this morning. Let me get to the post. It's just such a day, baby. I'm just trying to put it out here in peace for you, Mama. I'm going to bring this thing together, okay? Now, the post this morning I put on Instagram was, I don't know who this is for, right? But why do you give so much of yourself to those who despitefully use you? That is the question, right? So, friends, how many of us really have them? You know, we out here, we giving ourselves to people who despitefully use us, who ain't really there for us, who ain't really thorough. And this is what this situation taught me. Okay? So why do we do this, right? We do it for validation. Sometimes because we feel like we need something, right? Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you know you shouldn't be messing with such and such, right? But you still cool with them just because they kind of like validate you. Or, right, because you don't think you deserve better. You know what? You know, I'm just gonna head. You know, I can't mess with them. You know, them people over there, because they doctors and lawyers. So I'm just go over here and stay out here with the drug dealers. You know, and I'm going to be cool with my girlfriend, you know, even though I know she be tricking on the side, you know. And for those of y'all don't know what tricking is, prostituting, you know, doing it, selling for sex and all that other type of stuff. You know, you don't think you deserve any better. You're not going to go over here and try to make friends with this group. You want to stay over there. You know, that's a good example of that one, right? You can hold on to unhealthy relationships and things like that because you need validation. You know, I said that one, right? But this part of the validation, the love, right? The love, the need to feel wanted. Maybe we like to fix people. You know, we got all these reasons why we are in these unhealthy relationships with these squares when we circles. Okay, because we keep things going. But these squares, they can hinder us, right? So the Holy Spirit is going to provide provision for us, right? But what we got to remember is who's influencing us with this. Okay, see, I got a good influencer. My girlfriend, she was like, you don't got to feel like that with me. Like, look, child, been there, done that. She's a good influencer. She gave reciprocity. She sold right back into me, right? But what if you're in a situation with someone in an unhealthy relationship and they're influencing you in a bad way? You understand what I'm saying? I used to be like that. I used to have that situation going on. And that's why I really didn't want to say anything to her about it. Because I, you know, even though I know she's a good friend, I was used to also giving to people who didn't give back to me. Sowing to people who didn't sow back to me. You get where I'm coming from? Okay. Now look, this is a good example of it, right? When I was reaching out, because God was telling me to reach out, I started to see how people were. Any of y'all out there going to do that? Like, God's literally telling you to ask this person, then you get to see the dang crap. And you're like, why you telling me to ask them? Well, someone had told me, they were like, look, why don't you do a GoFundMe? And I say, God ain't telling me that. I asked my mom, I was like, you know, such and such told me to do a good GoFundMe. My mom said, did God tell you that? I said, no, God didn't tell me nothing like that. She said, well, that's not what you do. I said, yeah, why would I do a GoFundMe? I'm cool. You know, I'm just struggling a little bit. I don't need to do all that. Right? This is just a touch of that. We don't got to do all that, right? God got this. But I believe what God is trying to show me. I'm telling you, in my spirit, I really believe this. He wanted me to see that when he pointed these people out to me, he wanted me to see who they really were. See, I thought that they all was for me. You understand what I'm saying? So in order for me to go ahead and go out there and ask that specific person, that he told me to ask, I got to see they weren't for me like I thought they were. Friends, how many of us have them? I actually got to see like, oh, I thought you was there for me. Oh, you ain't there for me like I thought. But see, had I did a little GoFundMe thing, that would have been different. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you, I swear. Right? So he took me through all of this stuff, right? All of this stuff, okay? So I'm going through all of this. So I'm sitting up there, and after I come out of the shower, I'm eating, right? So I'm sitting up there, and I'm eating, and then my daughter comes, and my daughter is talking to me, and she gave me that word, that prophetic word. Shout out to you, Rara. I love her. Oh, my gosh, she got an anointing on her life. Y'all watch. Y'all watch. Y'all see my daughter preaching and stuff. I'm telling you, she got a call on her life. I'm telling you. She like, Mommy, you know, just like the scripture you had sent me. And remember you sent me the message that was on YouTube, and they was talking about the oil and how all she had was just enough, but God provided more when he told her to go out and ask people. And all she had was a little bit of oil when he told her to ask for oil. All I had was a little bit of money, and he told me to ask for a little bit more. And she got to see that God provided. And I got to see who he provided through. That everybody wasn't my friend. Right? So I'm sitting up there and I'm like, okay. You know, and she leaves. You know, she go ahead. She get the money. She pay for the room for me and everything, you know. And I'm like, okay, God. Oh, my gosh. So I'm sitting up there. I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and do my, finish my devotional. Because so much was going on, I didn't finish my devotional, my study time with God. So this today's devotional was about favor. So I'm reading it. I read it and then I have to write the answer down, right? So I read the passages and everything, and the scriptures and all that. And God said, "What?" And the word was, what is God talking to you about favor? What is God saying to you about favor? And I said, this is just how it happened, y'all. That I can trust him. That his favor and his blessings are new every day. That God gives the favor. Then my phone started ringing. This is just touch of J, baby. I'm like this, hello? Person said, this is such and such from such and such and such and such. I said, okay, yes. Tears started coming down. Because this was the people who's holding up my money. My financial stuff. Whoo, child, this is just a touch of J. So she goes, yeah, I just need you to update your account information. You know, it kicked it out, and we've been trying to figure out what's been going on with your account for the last few days. I said, what? And God said, yeah, they've been trying to figure out what's going on. And I'm sitting up here. I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, you don't even understand how grateful I am. Like, you've been trying to figure this out? She said, yeah, I've been trying to figure this out. All I need you to do is just go ahead, update your account information, and everything's going to be okay. We're going to release all your funds to you. I said, you're going to release all my funds to me? But friends. This is what I'm talking to y'all about, right? How many of us have them? Friends. So, let me back this all up. Let me sum it all up for you, okay? Because I know I was all over the place with some of these pieces, okay? But I'm just trying to bring it to you. I'm so hyped about it, okay? So, look. This whole time, my health was compromised in November, right? God is healing me. I'm already healed, but healing is a process, you know? So I'm going through the healing process. I'm gaining my weight. My hair came back. My skin is looking amazing. I'm making love in V's kitchen now. I'm eating only what my body likes. Did a whole cleanse of all the bad stuff. My good gut bacteria is thorough. You know, like skin, like, I know I said something about my skin already, but my skin is like, oh my gosh. My skin was gray, y'all. My skin is like regular now and everything. Like God is just doing his healing. You know, I'm cooking, I'm eating, you know, and then he's showing me who my friends are. You know, who's everybody that's going with me? And God keeps speaking a word to me. This person can't go with you. Did you see what they did to you? Did you see how they treated you? You don't hate them, but they can't go with you. I want you to see this. And then he sums it all up with saying, all you got to do is listen to me, and I'm going to show you what to eat. Okay? Who to have in your circle. Right? Your peoples really are. That you can depend on me through all of it. That I am the one that's going to give you the favor. That I'm the one that's going to provide everything. Look, you was in the hotel for 30-something days with no income. And I made sure your hotel room was paid every single day. Now your kids is walking around like, man, that ain't nothing but God. People see the healing. People see everything. But friends, how many of us have them? Huh? Like literally, Now I know who my friends really are. Because see, sometimes, right, God takes you through these things because he got to get all this bad stuff off of y'all. Right? Got to get all the bad stuff off of us. Remember I told you how Satan, his desire is to shift us like wheat? To sift us like wheat. He want, and when you're trying to sift wheat, you put it in this thing and you shake it violently to get the stuff off. Sometimes God got to do that too. He got to go ahead. He got to break us down. He got to make us lay down in green pastures so he can restore our soul. That's Psalms 23:2. Okay? He has to restore our soul. But we rest in his shadow. Okay? He hides us. He helps us along the way. He breaks all these branches off that ain't no good for us. I mean, I had guys in my life that I thought was thorough and wise. I thought, look, no matter what, you always gonna have my back. Nope. Sorry. I had people who I thought was there for me. Never would have thought they would have did me dirty. What? I went through this? Man, they were nowhere to be found and knew what was wrong. Okay? Like, seriously, I was begging some of them, please help me. Please. Like that, y'all. You think they was there? Friends. How many of us have them? I found out that I have some thorough people in my circle. I had too many squares in my circle. God is the ultimate friend. That's what I want to talk to y'all about. I'm out here trying to tell y'all, look, if you out here, you going through stuff, because I'm always telling y'all, y'all out here, you going through something. I'm going through it too. I'm being very, very transparent. I'm telling y'all, I ain't had no money, no nothing. Like, look, before all this, I would have never even told you that. What? Yo, I'm on there showing y'all my bald spot on Instagram. I don't do that. No, this is just such a J, baby. I don't do them pieces. But then when God started to show me how good he was, I'm like, man, I don't care about what nobody think. I'm thorough and I'm wise all the way around the board. And God had to let me see. Friends, before you go any further, okay, like the song says, let me show you who these people are. Let me show you who these friends are. Let me shake this stuff off you, because they can't go with you to the next level. They can't. I'm making you over. I'm creating a clean heart in you. I'm restoring your soul. I'm restoring everything back to you, like Job in the Bible. Oh my gosh, he lost everything. He got sick. All his kids died. He had rashes and boils all over him, where he was picking up broken glass just to scratch himself, because that's how bad it hurt. Like, I had things feeling like they was crawling all over me. What? Sharp stabbing headache pains. Nobody was around. Scared to death to eat because I was going in anaphylactic shock. Nobody was there but God. And through all of this, I never knew I would have to ask. I never knew my funds would stop. And he would say, ask. It showed me how to be humility, how to humble myself, you know, and to be transparent, to be able to come over here and talk to y'all about it without no shame in my game. Because some of y'all out there going through it too, okay? Trying to hide it. No. You overcome by your testimony. So the test today was for me. Okay, when he told me to ask my peoples, and I was like, yeah, I don't know about all that, right? But if I had just asked, I would have had it right away. He just would have gave it to me. But I made it a little difficult, and he had to show me who my friend was. You know, he had to show me who my friend was. That's all I wanted to talk to you. I just wanted to come on here and talk to y'all about that, man. Sometimes God got to show you who your friends are, what the circle is. You know, because we little be out here. We literally be out here with a bunch of squares trying to put them in a circle that they don't fit in. And God, sometimes he got to take you through these tests and these trials to let you see you got to humble yourself. You got to humble yourself. You got to start seeing. Like, oh, and then the shocker was, I actually sat down today and I started thinking about all the squares that I had in my circle. Man, it wasn't no good, and I just kept them there. And why I did it, man, and this is just a test of you, baby. That was a lot of pieces for me. So, your homework assignment is going to be Because I always got y'all checking yourself because y'all out here wrecking yourself. You okay? Just like I be doing too sometimes. I want you to just do a self-assessment of your friends. How many of us have them friends? Ones we can depend on. Friends. Because first of all, God is your first friend. And when he tell you to do something, especially when it has to do with someone else and asking and, you know, and things like that, he has a tendency to show you those people who are really there for you and those who are not. Now, look, you can't go back. This is the end of this. The end of this is that once he shows you, you can't go back and try to carry him with you because you're going to the next level, right? Elevation requires separation, baby. And this is just a touch check. I'm moving on up to the east side, okay? I'm moving on up. Things are going to be different. I'm not the same no more. You know, all them other people, you know, I can't hate them or nothing like that. I just got to say, you know, God had to show me who you was. And they chose that, not me. All I did was God, well, what God told me to do and ask. So ask, if God tells you to do something and he's telling you to ask people and you out here, you struggling, just do it because you're going to see, your eyes are going to be made open by what he's telling you to do. And that's what I learned today through that test. And then what did he do? Gave me favor. Right after I got it. I was like, oh, this is what you're telling me. And I'm doing a devotional. And I'm like, God, what is God saying to me about favor? And my phone rang when I said the answer. And they released all my money. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And this is just such a J, baby. That's just pieces for you. So look, how y'all want me to end this, huh? Y'all want me to do my Janet Jackson, Barry White voice, huh? Hold on. My voice all messed up. Hold on. Let me sip on some of this water. Oh my God. Oh my gosh, that would have been so good, baby. No, no. Okay, you ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J, okay? Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you. So look, how do y'all want me to really end this? Y'all want me to end it like I always end it? You want me to give you the new ending? I think y'all want the old ending. All right. So what is it that I tell y'all? As I'm skating on up out of this thing. First thing I tell y'all is, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. See, I also tell you, don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Okay, now look, I did that today. I was making myself feel like that. And some of y'all out there going through that too. God tell you to do something. You like, you know what? I don't know about all that. But really what you're doing is that you're making yourself feel like you ain't throwing wise. You all up in your own head trying to figure it out. You like, you know, I can't do this because this, this, and that. You don't even know. That was false evidence appearing real. I just did a podcast about that. But it happens to the best of us. I can tell y'all something. Then the next day, I'll be doing the same damn ghost thing I tell y'all not to do. Baby, this is just a touch of J. Okay? This is 100 realness. All right? So don't do it. Don't let anybody else make you feel that type of way neither. Like if you out there reaching out and you trying to get help from them and they doing you dirty, like straight ishing on you, look, don't feel like you ain't throwing the wise because of that. Friends, how many of us have them? Pay attention to that and keep it pushing. You want to know why? This is why. The second thing that I tell y'all when I'm skating on up out of here, because you gotta shine on them because they hate it, baby. Yes, you gotta let that little light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. Yes. Woo. Shine bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, Rihanna girl, if you listening. Yes. Shine bright like a diamond. You got to let it shine bright. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Like how I was earlier. Child, I didn't want to let the light shine bright or nothing. I was like, I am not telling her that. And then I said, you know what? Daggone. How much do I value her as a friend if I'm going to be honest with her? When she asked me, baby, this just touched it, baby. I had to check myself. I was out here wrecking myself, okay? Almost wrecked myself because I almost didn't have because I didn't want to do what God told me to do. But anyway, it's all love, right? And that's the last thing I tell you. I tell you to spread love, man. spread love, because it's the Brooklyn way. And it's just such a J, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in peace for you. You got to spread love, because the world needs love. And I tell you all the time, I don't know nothing else about that song but that, okay? Now look, the love is the reciprocity, right? I was honest with her. I told her I was ashamed. I was afraid. I didn't want to say anything to you because of that, you know, and I don't know why I felt like that, but I felt like that, you know, and I guess because I never really had to ask. And now God got out, he got me asking, but it's so thorough and so wise, y'all, because he actually showed me who was supposed to go with me to the next level, the next episode. It's always the next episode. Man, this is just a touch of J, baby. I love it. I love these pieces. So friends, right? Quick recap. How many of us have them? Seriously, I mean, I gave you kind of like a run around of the whole story and thing, but the story was true. You know, the enemy tried to get me kind of caught up in it. I got a little twisted and tongue-tied, but I got it out there for you, right? God tested me today. And he's testing you. He tested me. He was like, look, tell her. And I didn't tell her. And then he told me to tell her the truth. And then I told her the truth. And then he told me to tell her why I didn't tell her, which was the truth. And the truth set me free. And she wound up giving me what it is that I needed. He provided, God provided through her to satisfy the need that I needed. And then showed me who a real friend was. And then let me see his favor, which released all of my funds today and gave me my thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and all that. Okay? But friends, he let me see you got a friend in me. I'm your friend. I got you regardless. And when I tell you to ask somebody, ask them. When I tell you to do something, just do it. I don't care if you're embarrassed. I don't care if you feel some type of way. I don't care if you feel less than. Because I'm going to provide and give you everything that you need if you just trust me. So I just wanted to come on here and tell y'all that. You know, I don't have no time to be playing with y'all no more. Look, God saved my life. I can't even be out here talking about some I can't really tell you, you know, and all that. I don't have no time for that. I got to come on here and tell you the truth. I got to come on here and tell you, yeah, your girl that was out here traveling, doing what it is that she was doing, ain't doing it now, okay? Like, literally, be in the hotel room like, look, I don't know how I'm going to make it for the next day, you know, stuff like that. But God just been providing. I'm out here telling you that he going to provide for you too. That he going to help you if you just do what it is that he told you to do. Oh my gosh, don't be afraid. False evidence appearing real. I've been giving y'all so many words. Faithfulness, Sunday word. Y'all got my Sunday word popping. Y'all like that. Okay, on the podcast. Y'all, and guys, like my podcast go up. Oh my gosh, he got me eating. I swear to y'all, I'm looking at myself right now like, yo, I got curves and hips for days. Okay, like he done restored everything, and I'm like this. Oh my God, be walking past the mirror like this cannot be real. How the heck did this happen? Easy. He showed me that he was my friend, that he was all I needed. All right, how many of us have him? Real talk. Check your circle, man. Check your circle today. Look at these people that you call your friend. They really your friend, huh? Are they really, really your friend? All right. Like, seriously, you know, you just got them around because y'all got things in common. Y'all do the same things. Are they really like your friend? Is it reciprocity? They sewing into you? Can you be honest? Can you be honest with them? Man, this just such a baby. That's just pieces for you. So that was the quick recap. Friends. How many of us have them? Friends. Ones we can depend on. Let's be friends. Yeah. How many of us have them? Seriously. You got to ask yourself that question. All right. So look. I'm up out of here. I love my babies. Right? And I'll be back when I got something else to say. Yeah, when I got something else to say. Yeah, when I got something else to say. This is Podcast Poppin' Thursdays, but it's Friday. Because I had to wait, man. I had to get the test, yo, so I give y'all the testimony. I knew something was coming. I just didn't know it was going to happen like that. I had no idea that I was going to get all my thousands today. I had no idea that God was going to test me, and he had to show me who my real friend was, even though I knew she was my real friend. But he was like, yo, you got a friend in me. I got you. You know, and I'm like, man, I got to come on here. I got to tell you all this right here. God is thorough and wise. Oh, and get this too, right? He didn't just best me today. He blessed my kids too. They got their thousands. Baby, that's just pieces for you. All right, I'll be back, man. Check out the 411 Wire. Check me out. Listen to the podcast, yo. I love y'all. If you out there going through something, man, just check yourself, because you really might be wrecking yourself. And know that you always got a friend in God. All right, seriously. All right, check out the songs. All right, check them out. Got a mixtape coming out. They up next. I love y'all. All right, and I'll be back. I said when I got something else to say. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of J, baby, coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J. What's up, y'all? This is Just a Touch of J. Oh my gosh. Y'all hear that? Come on now. J. _J. Hey, y'all, what's up? How y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do. Being so sexy, so thrilling, so wise. Well, listen, look, right? I'm coming back to y'all with the song of the week, all right? And this one right here, this whole remix goes out to my man's Biggie Smalls. Yeah, the Notorious B.I.G. And make sure y'all listening too. The 411 Wire this week, right? The hottest entertainment segment in the A. Because I got some pieces for you. I told y'all, man. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Make sure you listen to the song, man. I love y'all. Love my babies, all right? It's something next. Hey, y'all. Yeah. This is Just a Touch of J. And I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces.
All the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
Y'all hear that?
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha. You never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Y'all like that? Now look, man. Y'all know what I'm doing again? The song of the week. And I gotta give it to my man's Biggie Smalls. Check out Machine Gun Funk. Oh my God. I live better fuck. Yeah, I die better fuck. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back. Talking about the gaps in your raps. But I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams. Still some empty. Got the feel one. Cats, I got the feel some. To let know that if you're with big and heavy, I get up in that like a wedgie. Says who? Says me, the lyrical. Saying Biggie off the street, it's a miracle. Left the drugs alone, took the
just hit a triple bomb on them like flex. Is that work, baby?
Is that work?
You know you're fine, right? This is just a touch of you, baby. You know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you.
You like that?
Here's another one.
O-V-O-U-C-H underscore letter J. Yes, this shit counts with economy. Wait a minute, y'all. I got another one. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go over to My Name Is O-N-I-76 on Instagram, baby. And definitely make sure you download the Just a Touch of J app. And oh my gosh, y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me at Making Love in B's Kitchen, baby. On Instagram, that's where I do my food thing. This is just a touch of your baby. Y'all know I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, right? Don't forget to check out the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, right? The Just a Touch of J podcast, Just a Touch of J's fitness, and make sure you Google Just a Touch of J man. Check out the online store called thisisjustatouchofj.com. Cause this is just a touch of J, baby. I love my babies, right? I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Jay. T-O-U-C-H. Yeah. Underscore letter J. That's what they call me. And I can't forget, man. Make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio. 87 FM, alright, Atlanta's hottest entertainment segment called the 411 Wire and the Just a Touch of J radio show. And for the last time, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, right? I love y'all.
You like it when I do it like that.
And y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like
pieces
it when I do it like that.
You.
All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
Right.
All
you
need is just a touch of J.
Lady, y'all hear that?
Pieces for you. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Making love in V's kitchen.
It's making love in V's kitchen.
It's making love and peace.
It's making love and peace kitchen.
Peace is for you. All he needs is just a touch of chill. All he needs is just a touch of chill. Peace is for you.
Mmm, I love you, baby.
Zucchini, zucchini.
Gosh. Just a touch of you, baby.
Y'all like it when I do it like that?
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen. It's my food thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, Lizzie.
And my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chip.
Y'all hear that?
It's Taylor Fit, baby.
Ladies.
All he needs is just a touch of chip. This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J. And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right?
Now you can look the word up again and again, but the dictionary doesn't know the meaning of friends.
And if you ask me, you know I couldn't be much help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being the fool.
We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to this very day.
Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall. And then there's some we wish we never knew at all. And this list goes on again and again. But these are the people that we call friends.
When we first went out together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers. But in no time at all, you became my girl. Me and you, one-on-one, against the world. Talking on the telephone for hours at a time. Or else I was at your house, or you was at mine. And then came the arguments and all kinds of problems. Besides making love, we had nothing in common. It could have lasted longer, cause it started out strong. But I guess we went about the whole thing wrong. Cause out of nowhere, it just came to an end. Because we became lovers before we were friends.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones we can depend on. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, before we go any further, let's be friends.
You say you and your girlfriend were so tight. You took her out with you and your guy one night. She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you owned.
But as she shook your hand, she stole your man. And it was done so sweet, it had to be a plan. Couldn't trust her with cheese, let alone your keys. With friends like that, you don't need enemies. You wonder how long it was all going on, and you're still not sure if you're glad he's gone. You say, well, if she took him, he was never mine. But deep inside, you know that's just another lie.
And now you're kind of cold towards people you meet, 'cause of something that was done to you by some creep. But nevertheless, I'll say it again, that these are the people that we call friends.